Madea.
Thank you. So it's nice to be here, and I love that slogan of power to the people because the people want peace. Because that's true. I think most people around the world are the same. We want the best for our children, for our families, for our communities. And now look at the fact that we're having an election in the United States, and we're supposed to be given two options by these two major parties. And if the majority of people want peace, you would think that one of these parties would be offering us that option, right? Right?
Right.
Do you think the Republicans are offering us the option of peace?
No.
Do you think the Democrats are offering us the option of peace?
No.
So here we have a country that calls itself a model of democracy, that goes around the world trying to impose democracy on other countries, sometimes through the barrel of a gun, sometimes with economic pressure. And yet, you look at our own country, and you have to wonder, where is the democracy? If you have majority of people, for example, in Afghanistan, we've had troops in Afghanistan for over 10 years now, right?
Right.
So polls have been done to say, what do the American people think about that? The vast majority, 7 out of 10, including the majority of Republicans, say the war is just not worth fighting. But then you have Congress and both mainstream parties giving our tax dollars year after year after year to keep that war going. Is that democracy?
No!
All right, well then we've got, of course, the issue of Israel and Palestine. Do you think the Democrats are offering us peace in Israel-Palestine?
No!
Well then maybe there's Mitt Romney. We could look at Mitt Romney and see what his position is. Both of them pandering for the votes of a very small minority of people in the United States and really looking for money for their campaigns, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's all about money. So if we say we have a great democracy, and yet it's all about every 2 years for a congressperson and every 4 years for president, going out and looking for the richest people in this country to give them money, and then having to take positions that reflect the interests of that small minority, is that democratic?
No!
Absolutely. Now let's take the issue of Iran. Do you think the majority of the American people would really like to see another war, a war with Iran?
No!
I am sure that if the majority of the American people had a chance to vote on that one, they would say, we've had enough war for the last 10 years, we want peace. That are being offered. There are options. One option is we join Israel in bombing Iran. That's one option. Well, then we're told, but there's another option, and we're even hearing this from liberal Democrats. Another option, and what's that one?
Sanctions!
That's right, it's sanctions. So here, one is an insane, catastrophic military invasion, and another is collective punishment of the Iranian people. That is the choice that we're given in a democracy. Do you think the majority of people, if they understood that sanctions means you're tightening the screws on the whole economy, you're making it hard for people to get food on the table, you're making it hard for people to get medicines for their children, do you think that's really what the American people would want?
No!
So we must conclude the American people don't understand. And if they were given a third option, which is peace, I think that's the option that the American people would choose.
Yeah!
I also don't think the American people are very well informed. Do you think they understand that Israel has over 200 nuclear weapons?
No!
Do you think they understand understand that Israel has never signed on to a non-proliferation treaty and doesn't even allow inspections?
No!
So here they are being led to believe that Iran is a great threat to the whole world, while there are other countries like Israel, like Pakistan, like India, that have nuclear weapons, never signed on to anything. And then, of course, there is the United States, that has more nuclear weapons than any other country in the world, and is the only country that has ever used those nuclear weapons.
That's right. Boo.
So I think if the American people had the option of real peace, they would say, yes, we are against nuclear weapons. We would like to see the Middle East free of all nuclear weapons, including Israel's weapons. And we would like to see the entire globe free of nuclear weapons. That's the option we would like to have. Another thing that I see happening in this country, and that is an understanding by the powers that be that the American people don't really want to see our sons and daughters dying overseas. It's not quite worth the lives of our precious children, but we want to keep the killing going. And so there's another piece of technology that they have come up with to keep the wars going, and that is drones. So I just wrote a book on drone warfare. It's called Drone Warfare: Killing by Remote Control. And as I was doing the research for that book, I found out that it is really the Israelis who came up with the drones, and that they have had a long, decades-long relationship with the U.S. military and the CIA in the development of these remote-controlled killing machines. That it really, the Predator and the Reaper drones that are being flown from Air Force bases or from the CIA right across here in Langley, Virginia, and are killing people in Muslim countries, in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Yemen and Somalia, they were first developed by an Israeli engineer who was working for the Israeli Defense Forces. And then he realized he could come to the United States and start a big business here, selling them to the U.S. military. So he came here, and his invention became something that a company called General Atomics is now selling by the hundreds and hundreds of hundreds. So the drones that are killing people around the world came from the invention of the Israeli military. Now, it's just not an invention. It's something that the Israeli military uses on a regular basis. And where do they use them?
Israel, Gaza.
In Palestine, and particularly in Gaza. You remember in the 2008 Operation Cast Lead invasion of Gaza, of the 1,400 people who were killed in that invasion, over 800 of them were killed with these pilotless planes called drones. Well, the United States manufacturers still have some restrictions on where they can sell these drones around the world, but the Israelis have no restrictions. So they are selling these drones to over 50 different countries. And so if you look towards the future, you can see a future where it's not just the United States killing people overseas with these drones, not just the Israelis using them to terrorize and kill people in Palestine, but also a new arms race in these killing machines that is leading us to a world of chaos and lawlessness. Do you think this is the kind of world that the American people want?
No!
Do you think this is the kind of world that we should be allowing our government to move us towards?
No!
So I say that when it is election time and we are supposed to be given choices, that we have to demand real choices. And those real choices include bringing our troops back from Afghanistan and stopping that war. Those choices have to include justice for the Palestinian people.
Yeah.
Those choices have to include no war and no sanctions on Iran.
Yeah.
Those choices have to include stop using these killer drones to terrorize people around the world.
Yeah.
And those choices have to say that we are indeed a wealthy country, that we are indeed minds. So what we want is those scientists with brilliant minds to not to find themselves in a position where the only job they can get is a job working for either the Pentagon, the CIA, or one of the merchants in death, because one of the only things the U.S. continues to manufacture is weapons. We want to give those people real choices, real options. We want the young people graduating with science degrees and physics degrees to be given real options to do things that benefit people's lives, to do things that save people's lives, to do things like reverse the global warming that is killing our entire planet. That's where we want our people's minds to go. That's where we want our dollars to go. That's where we want our energies to go. We want to show the world that the American people are indeed a compassionate people, that we care as much about the children in northern Pakistan as we care about our own children, right?
Yeah!
And one of the ways that Code Pink and others are doing that is we're going on a peace march to Pakistan. We're leaving on September 21st, International Peace Day, and on September 23rd, we hope to be marching into Waziristan, holding hands with our brothers and sisters in Pakistan to say no to the killing.
No killing!
We want to show that we do not agree with the positions of our government, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans.
Right.
We want to show that there are Americans who remember something that's become very old-fashioned these days, and that's something called diplomacy. That's come something called peace talks. That's something called negotiations.
Yeah.
And so we will be the citizen diplomats that our government refuses to be. If you want to join us, come talk to us. And thank you all for the work you're doing to try to create a third option for us in the United States, an option of peace, an option of love, an option of treating our neighbors with respect around the world. Thank you.
And you know, I failed to tell you a little bit about her before she came up, and so I'm just going to read this little blurb that we have in our notes. Medea is the co-founder of the anti-war group Code Pink and fair trade advocacy group Global Exchange. She is the author of many books, including a recently published book by the name of Drone Warfare: Killing by Remote Control.